USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday visited the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm leaving at least 50 people dead in the Northeast and causing historic flooding in the region. The president, speaking in Queens, New York, about his administration working to combat climate change to better prepare for these deadly storms.
My message to everyone grappling with this devastation is we're here. We're not going home till this gets done. We're going to continue to shout to get real progress here.
The accused mastermind of the 9/11 terrorist attacks is making his first appearance in court in over a year. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four co-defendants are going through the justice system after a series of delays, including the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott signs into law the state's election reform bill after months of delay. Governor Abbott saying he expects the new law will have some legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
Texas Democratic lawmakers delayed the passage of the bill by skipping town on the special sessions and traveling to Washington, D.C. to speak out against it. There's an effort underway to educate children about 9/11 with the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on Saturday. The 9/11 Memorial and Museum launched a fund to support its educational programs. The museum has a website that features 9/11 lesson plans and webinars to give teachers a guide on teaching it in the classrooms. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new survey reveals Americans are frustrated with the CDC. The Gallup poll found only 32% say the health agency has presented a clear path forward in regards to the battle against COVID-19. 41% disagree with that claim. A Republican senator is calling out the State Department.
As the American embassy has been taken over by the Taliban, the State Department has no presence in Afghanistan. Yet when American citizens went into Afghanistan to rescue Americans, the State Department is trying to claim they did the rescuing. Arkansas Governor Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News explains the business of politics is attempting to undermine the intelligence of the American people.
Let me commend Corey Mills and so many other veterans over the last 3 weeks who have worked tirelessly, who have sacrificed their time and their money in many cases to help our fellow Americans get out of Afghanistan, or in some cases, the Afghan interpreters who serve loyally beside them. They are some real heroes of this tragedy. It's not surprising to me that the State Department higher-ups have come rushing in anytime they see a good news story and try to take credit for it, since it's really been nothing but bad news for Joe Biden and Tony Blinken's State Department.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Roughly 400,000 people are still without power in Louisiana more than a week after Hurricane Ida made landfall as a Category 4 storm. At least 13 people in Louisiana have been killed by Ida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.